What do basketball and baptisms have in common? Well, I'm going to talk about that in this edition of Proclaim News for March 2024. Thank you for joining me this edition of Proclaim News. We just give you an update about what's going on in Proclaim Ministries as we help you live for God by connecting faith and life. So what do baptism and baptism have in common? Well, not much, but I did both of them this month. So first talk about basketball. I recently had a chance to speak at Upward Basketball's ending celebration where I was able to give the gospel to over 500 people there. Lots of kids all on the floor. It was really a great time. Not only did I share the gospel with them, but I also did a memory verse, 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. And you can find that memory verse in the link in the description. I just did it at our Sunday school as well. And I challenged the parents to learn the verse with their kids. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. Christ died. Oh, I get to do the hand motions, right? 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. Christ died for our sins according to scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day according to scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. Check that out if you want to know more about that. A link is in the description. I also made a video, two videos about it, one challenging parents and also one just doing the memory verse. You can find that on our app, on our website, or on YouTube. I think I titled it, This is Gooder News. It is really good news, the good news of the gospel. So I'm grateful for being asked to speak at that event. Met a lot of kids. And the amazing thing is this, the next Friday I was speaking at a public school, and I just got done speaking to TKers and kindergartners. Kindergartners said, Mr. Brown, we go to the same church. I said, what church is that? He said, the one you go to. And I said, do you know the name of it? He said, no. And I said, you mean, was that the basketball thing? Yeah, he saw me speak there. So it was really cool. And several kids had saw me speak at that event, and that was really cool. So I wasn't playing basketball, just being able to be a part of Upward's basketball to help these students live for God by connecting faith and life. Now, before I talk about baptism, let me talk about Proclaim Ministries or our podcast, Connecting Faith and Life. If you haven't listened to it, please visit Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or go to our app or our website or even a YouTube channel to listen to our podcast. And do me a favor, hey, like it, subscribe, make a comment. That helps the algorithms let people know it's popular. And so listen to it. If you like it, great. We'd love to hear from you. You got some feedback, I love your feedback as well. But we've been launching it we publish it every Saturday at 9 a.m. And so check it out. New episode every single week, Connecting Faith and Life. And I try to do different topics, but also I want to just talk about how we can live for God by connecting faith and life. And I think sometimes a lot of things in the Christian media space is all about the next thing or all these other issues. And sometimes it's really like a lot of Christians putting other Christians down or really critiquing other Christians. And I get it. We should speak the truth, but we should be speaking more truth than we are correcting error. Yes, let's correct error, but I think if we speak truth and we teach the Bible, some of that can correct itself because people would know these things and not just be... Anyway, that's a whole nother podcast topic, but check out our podcast, Connecting Faith and Life, every Saturday, 9 a.m. on Spotify, Apple, Google, all those things. And I want to thank all you supporters. If you support our ministry, you're helping make these things possible, not only helping us be online, but also... building a team of people who can edit these podcasts and videos. So thank you so much. But check out the podcast, Connecting Faith and Life. Now, I just mentioned earlier being in public schools, and I really love what the work I get to do through the Choose Well program. If you don't know about that work, visit the choosewellprogram.com. thechoosewellprogram.com, where I get to go speak in public schools. I love partnering with schools. They bring me in to help students. My motto with students is this: when you make better choices, you will live a better life. So choose well. And the students say, oh yeah. And so I love speaking in school. I work with TK all the way through seniors in high school. I do professional development for educators, do family nights for families. I really love being salt and light in the public schools. And I meet so many Christians who are grateful for my presence on campus. And I really love it. So I'm going to tell you a quick story. I was at a middle school, and I spoke there for 2 days. And the second day, I just met with all of the sixth grade class. One by one, we just did. It's a huge school, 1,500 kids. And so I just spent, their gym time with them. And we let them ask me questions. I went deeper into the message of personal responsibility. And it was great. Well, halfway through the day, the kids were kind of wound up, whatever. And so during the Q&A time, one of the kids raised his hand, and I think he was trying to do a gotcha on me, like, you know, get me. And so he said, "Mr. Brown, what's the purpose of life? What's the meaning of life?" And some of his friends started snickering there. They thought they were getting me. I was like, "Oh, great question." So I said, "Listen, I believe personally that we're made by God and for God, that we've been made by this creator God who loves us, cares for us, and the fact that we were made by him, therefore we should live for him. So the purpose of life is to live for the one who's created you." I said, "Listen, this iPad right here," also an iPad that I used to control my computer when I'm doing presentations. I said, "This iPad was made for a purpose, and it was to do a lot of different things, compute things, right? You and I were made for God. And I believe that. So everything I do is to honor God, to live for God, honor him. Even what I'm doing today, speaking, honoring God, this, when I love my wife and take care of my kids, I am honoring the one who made me." So I think the purpose of life is to live for the one who created you, who gave you life. And I think that's God. And it was interesting. You know, I don't feel like I'm doing a bait and switch when it happens. Because when I'm at the school, I'm not there to proselytize, that's the word. I'm there to simply give a message of choices. And I think from my personal view, I get to be salt and light. And when kids ask me those questions, I can answer freely. And I actually had another principal, another school, when it happened, she was thankful that I actually answered the question of what I believe and not kind of skirting around my belief system, because my belief system drives my life. And I think as believers, we should be people who are willing to speak the truth in love. And I'm not saying that you work in McDonald's, your job is not there. Time somebody come by, hand them a track or tell them about Jesus that moment. No, you should be working and serving meals and doing your job, honoring your boss, work as unto the Lord, doing that job. But at the same time, when those things come up, I think we should be able to speak honestly and openly about what we believe. And so I really love doing that. That's not the first time it happened. It won't be the last time it happened. But I'm just grateful to be able to be there, because proximity matters. It's one thing to stay outside the schools and be like, "Hey, schools are bad, schools are bad." And there's some bad things going on in schools today. But if I get to be there and be around students, they can see something different and hear something different by interacting with me. So I'm grateful for the opportunity. So if you don't know again about the Choose Well program, visit thechoosewellprogram.com. Find out more. Maybe we can come to one of your local schools to help them make better choices to live a better life. Now let's talk about baptism. We started talking about basketball and baptism. Well, baptism has not much to do with basketball, but I got to do both over this last month. And the baptism was a surprise baptism because I didn't know I was going to be doing it. So I missed two Sundays in church because I was speaking at our youth retreat for our youth on one Sunday. The next Sunday I was in South Dakota speaking at some schools. Well, I get back to church and my family, we go to the 8 o'clock service. We have three services at our church, 8 o'clock, 9:30. And 11:15. And so we typically go together as a family at 8. I serve in the kids ministry at 9:30. Sophia goes youth group. Evan comes with me to Sunday school. And then Sophia helps with the Sunday school class at 11:15. And I'm also helping with them right now. Eventually, I'll be working with the youth at 11:15. Anyway, we're there after the first service. The worship pastor and his wife come up to me. And his wife said, "Hey, Lainey is getting baptized today. And she wanted to know if you would stand up there with her." And I'm like, "Yeah, that's a privilege. Yes, I'll go. I'll do. That's fine." But as I thought about it more, I was like, man, my kids, I'm the only one working with my kids in second, third grade today. And so, well, I'll just bring my kids down. Well, long story short, ended up all the kids start coming down. All the teenagers were down. So the entire church was there for these baptisms. I thought was a beautiful thing. We weren't all in seats. We were on floors. It was just jam-packed. But it was a beautiful thing to see these people get baptized, see other kids get baptized. And so a few baptisms took place. It was a grandma who got baptized and another teenager. And then it was Lainey's turn. And so Lainey turned, one assistant pastor looked at me and said, "Hey, come on up." So I went up and he handed me the mic. I'm like, "What?" Like, I thought I was going to stand up there with the rest of the family in support of her getting baptized. But apparently, I was going to do the baptizing with her dad. So me and her dad baptized. And the funny thing about Lainey, I love her, but we have this hot-cold relationship where one minute she's cold toward me, won't give me a hug. Next minute, she's hugging me and hanging out. But you know what? I think I've learned a lot from those kind of relationships as the adult. And even as a parent, I just got to be present. I got to be willing to be present and go through those storms of the ups and downs and ins and outs. But, you know, that's another story for another day. But the fact that she wanted me to baptize her meant a lot to me, and hopefully meant a lot to her and her family. And her parents are very grateful that I was willing to do that. And why wouldn't I? I mean, she's one of my kids in a Sunday school class. And so after the baptism, we went back up to class. We talked about what baptism is, what it isn't. And it was a really great day. So that was really, I was really excited about that. And I'm grateful that not only did Lainey trust Christ as her Savior, but yet she also got baptized to show the world that she is choosing to follow Christ, make a public declaration that she is a follower of Jesus Christ through faith in him. So that was a story about baptism. And along with that story, I want to share one other sad story. You could be praying for our community. I think right around that same time, I got the news that two kids in our community had died. Two 10-year-old boys had passed away. They were camping together with their families, and a landslide happened, and two of the boys ended up losing their lives. And last week, I went to the memorial service, and it was tough. And I'll be honest with you, I was crying on the way, not the day before, just knowing I was going, and just trying to fathom what that would be like to lose my child and what these parents must be going through. And I will say they were brave because the parents got up and shared during a memorial service for their kids. They shared some lighthearted moments. And one of the things the father said of one of the kids, he said, you know, I wish I had another day. Of course, you always wish you could have another day with your kids, some more time with them. He said, but I'm glad it wasn't just 5 years. I'm glad it wasn't just 7 years. I'm glad we had 10 years with my son. And I think he quoted, you know, Job, when he said, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away, but blessed be the name of the Lord. And I think, man, just that mindset and that attitude, is it easy? No. And I thought the pastor that did the service did a good job too, you know, not trying to give answers, not trying to give these Christianese answers. He said, I don't know why. I don't know. I can't make sense of it, you know. But we can turn to God. We can turn to God in our disappointments and our heartaches and our pain. And you know, that memorial service really just impacted me and what I do. And it brought more seriousness, I guess. I don't want to say serious, like I wasn't serious about my work, but more, I don't know, just a different mindset. Or it reminded me the brevity of life, that we have this time that God has given us. And we need to take more, I need to personally take advantage of every opportunity God has given me. To be with my kids, to be with my wife, to serve my community, to serve the Lord and everywhere I can. Doesn't mean I become so fixated I'm not good for anything leisurely, because I think we need some leisure time. We need some downtime to think and to process and even enjoy God's great earth and God's great gifts he's given us. And one of those gifts is sleep. I need to sleep more, right? To rest a bit, so when I'm working, I can work harder. But it just brought perspective. So from that baptism to a burial, I didn't include the burial part, but it helps me just remember that God is good, God is gracious. At the same time, we need to use every opportunity. And so I want to say thank you for supporting this ministry and giving me the opportunity, supporting the opportunities I have to help people live for God by connecting faith and life, whether we're producing content for kids, for teenagers, for adults, the thoughts of the days, the memory verses, the podcast, all the things that we do and want to do more of, even the Bible teaching series, even started doing videos for men. And I'm excited about that because there are some unique things that the men kind of deal with. But I'm a man and I can speak to some of those. And so I've created some more men's teaching. We'll create more of them. So thank you so much for standing with me and supporting this ministry as we help people live for God by connecting faith and life. So thank you for watching this episode or this edition of Proclaim News, where all we do with Proclaim Ministries is to help people live for God by connecting faith and life.